Just like, it felt pretty unpleasant, the plasterer complained.
And it's a negative node too, added 2B. We shouldn't be getting them at all.
Is it still there? Said Pataclusp and added, tell me yes.
If more blocks have been set in the position, it won't be, said his son, looking around wildly. As the centre of mass changes, you see, the nodes will be pulled around.
Pataclusp pulled the young man to one side. What are you telling me now? He demanded in a camel whisper. Horse whispers are not suitable for a desert environment.
We ought to put a cap on it, mumbled 2B. Flare off the trapped time. Wouldn't be any problems then.
How can we cap it? It isn't damn well finished, said Pataclusp.
What have you been and gone and done? Pyramids don't start accumulating till they're finished. Until they're pyramids, see? Pyramid energy, see? Named after pyramids. That's why it's called pyramid energy.
It must be something to do with the mass or something, the architect hazarded. And the speed of construction. The time is getting trapped in the fabric. I mean, in theory, you could get small nodes during construction, but they'd be so weak you wouldn't notice. And if you went and stood in one, maybe you'd become a few hours older or younger. He began to gabble.
I recall when we did Kenneth the 14th's tomb, the fresco painter said it took him 2 hours to do the painting in the Queen's room, and we said it was 3 days and fined him, said Pataclusp slowly. There was a lot of guild fuss, I remember.
You just said that, said 2B.
Said what?
About the fresco painter just a moment ago.
No, I didn't. You couldn't have been listening, said Pataclusp.
Could have sworn you did. Anyway, this is worse than that business, said his son, and it's probably going to happen again.
We can expect more like it.
Yes, said 2B. We shouldn't get negative nodes, but it looks as though we will. We can expect fast flows and reverse flows, and probably even short loops. I'm afraid we can expect all kinds of temporal anomalies. We'd better get the men off.
I suppose you couldn't work out a way we could get them to work in fast time and pay them for slow time, said Pataclusp. It's just a thought. Your brother's bound to suggest it.
No, keep everyone off. We'll get the blocks in and cap it first.
All right. I was just thinking out loud, as if we didn't have enough problems. Pataclusp waded into the cluster of workers around the centre. Here, at least, there was silence, dead silence. All right, he said. What's got... Oh. Pataclusp 2B peered over his father's shoulder and stuck his wrist in his mouth. The thing was wrinkled. It was ancient. It clearly once had been a living thing. It lay on the slab like a very obscene prune.
It was my lunch, said the chief plasterer. It was my bloody lunch. I was really looking forward to that apple.
Pataclusp hesitated. This all seemed very familiar. He'd had this feeling before. An overwhelming sensation of déjà vu. Literally, I am going to be here again. He met the horrified gaze of his son. Together, dreading what they might see, they turned around slowly. They saw themselves, standing behind themselves, bickering over something 2B was swearing that he had already heard. He has to, Pataclusp realized in dread. That's me over there. I look a lot different from the outside. And it's me over here, too, as well. Also, it's a loop. Just like in the river, a tiny whirlpool, only it's in the flow of time, and I've just gone round it twice. The other Pataclusp looked up at him. There was a long, agonizing moment of temporal strain, a noise like a mouse blowing bubblegum, and the loop broke and the figure faded.
I know what's causing it, muttered 2B indistinctly because of his wrist. I know the pyramid isn't complete, but it will be, so the effects are sort of echoing backwards, Dad. Well, we ought to stop right now. It's too big. I was wrong.
Shut up. Can you work out where the nodes will form? Said Pataclusp. And come away over here. All the lads are staring. Pull yourself together, son. 2B instinctively put his hand into his belt abacus.
Yes, probably, he said. It's just a function of mass distribution and...
Right, said the builder firmly. Start doing it, and then get all the foremen to come and see me. There was a glint like mica in Pataclusp's eye. His jaw was squared like a block of granite. Maybe it's the pyramid that's got me thinking.